Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Bonk, bonk, ba-da-gonk, gonk.
What were you just doing there?
I was just doing a bit of freestyling and a bass with my mouth. That's what they do. That's what the kids do.
Can you not? You know what the kids are all saying now? Hey, cut G. Your kids say that?
No.
Yo, cut G. It's when you get a haircut. Or if your hair's looking a bit slovenly, you say, cut G, and you go and tap them on the back of the head. You know what that does when you've got a boy and a girl in the one home? It causes more fights than just staring at people. You know, you've been through that, Damien, where, you know, Jagger or Jarvis have been looking at Kiki, and Kiki will say, what are you looking at?
Yes, of course.
Look at, I'm just looking. Well, don't look at me.
Hey, I've done that as an adult. I don't know. You come around, you start hovering around me. I'm like, what are you doing? You're in my personal space here.
I do like your personal space, though. Your aura, the aura that you have, Damien, is...
Oh, stop it. Stop
it's a
it.
Wonderful aura that you give off.
I hear this all the time,
yeah,
so you're just making me blush.
I'm such a wanker. We took an amazing call today from Brody, a local across the Illawarra, who had a bit of a scare with COVID. Find out about that. We'll find out about Jamie Soward's tips and the best bits, plus...
You know, Jamie Soward doesn't do tips. He just gets on to bag us out.
He really does.
He gives a couple of tips, but he really just, myself and Sammy, you get all right because I think you know him a long time, but Sammy and myself just get absolutely slammed by Jamie Soward.
Absolutely.
You know?
And today's was a belter too because it was the Dragons, his Dragons up again.
He wants me to do a field goal. Or he won't appear on the show again.
The way that you say field goal shows that you've no idea about the game of rugby league.
It's not a field goal.
It's called a field goal.
Field.
Yeah, that's right. Field goal.
Yeah, field.
Not the way that you just said it. Field goal.
As I always try to remind you, you know I wasn't born in this country. I'm actually a foreigner.
Yes, you are. Hey, have a great day. Here's what happened in the show.
Now, this is one of these sort of stories that you dread. You're about to get married, and then everything gets turned upside down.
Oh,
all because of a books party. All right, remember the movie?
No.
Remember the movie The Hangover?
Yeah.
Remember what happened in The Hangover?
Yeah.
All hell broke loose.
Yes.
Okay, it's not quite the same, all right. Local Illawarra man, Brody, went off to Victoria on a books party.
Oh, no.
Need I say more? Brody, this caught my attention straight away because I couldn't believe it. So you were due to get married, and like so many people who are due to get married, you went off on a books party to Victoria. But unfortunately, around that time, poor old Victoria had a couple of COVID cases. What happened next?
We pretty much got the call that we're all exposed to a positive case in Melbourne. I had to self-isolate for 2 weeks, 2 days before the wedding. So, we pretty much had to call up the venue and tell them that it was all off.
This is like what happened with that wedding early on in Byron or something, isn't it? But they didn't know. No, everyone at the wedding got exposed. At least you found out before the wedding. So I'm guessing you're in isolation. You can't really have a wedding.
You've dropped a bit of coin on this wedding, mate, surely. I mean, like, weddings are so expensive. They cost thousands and thousands of dollars, and it's now all off. Are you at least able to try and reschedule any of it?
Yeah, well, lucky enough that Shelley and Greg from Marley Bray Farm, who they're the wedding venue.
Yep.
They nice enough to give us another date. We lost a little bit, not too much, but so we got out of it pretty good.
Mm.
Some of our vendors were good friends. Yeah, they worked a bit of magic. Our flower girl actually did us the biggest favour. She sold all our flowers to another wedding that weekend.
Oh, wow, how lucky is that? Geez.
I do want to know, though, about this bucks party.
What went Sammy, on here we go.
You were all exposed to COVID.
we went down for the wave pool, actually, for 2 days. And then
really?
We thought...
Is that what they call it these days? Oh, okay.
Yeah. We thought, why not go on a pub crawl? So, yeah, we ended up doing a pub crawl through Melbourne. And, we were lucky enough to be at a bar where this guy tested positive.
Oh,
and
no.
We're only there about 45 minutes as well.
Wow.
Well, look, I mean, on a positive note, okay, what we love about this story is, okay, you haven't lost a fortune, which is a great thing, because you could have. You could have actually lost an absolute. You could have lost all the planning, all the rest.
Well, mate, you're in ISO with the missus now, and I'm glad that the mock wedding went okay, but you're right about Shelley and Greg at Mallee Bray Farm up there in the Southern Highlands. One of the best venues to get married at, mate, and well done, and good luck for the wedding coming up real soon.
Cheers, thanks a lot.
Don't forget to share some photos with us here at Wave FM, mate. We'd love to see them, champion.
Cheers, thank you.
Good on you, man. What about that? How lucky is Brody?
Well, you know, good on the local businesses. That's what I say. They've got behind them, they've supported them, and that's what I love to see. And everyone's healthy. Yes, good.
Exactly.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Damien and Sandy's topic train is coming. Damien and Sandy's topic train. Topic train.
All right, 8 to 7. And Bernard Tomic's girlfriend has oddly shared a video of Bernard having a classic meltdown, busting their iMac. It's like a Mac Pro, a MacBook Pro.
I saw this video.
It's worth a couple of grand.
I gotta say, I don't know anything about Bernard, but he doesn't come across very well in this video. No. It looks like some spoiled little brat.
He's always been a spoiled brat.
He's cracking a laptop over his knee.
Yeah.
If he's got that kind of anger management, I hope he's getting some help, because he really shouldn't be around a partner with that kind of issue going on.
You know,
anyway,
move on. The funniest part about the video is that he tried to crack it over the right knee. Didn't crack, so he had to go the left knee.
That's a rookie mistake.
To be honest, we've all been there. We've all been stressed. We've all been tired. We've all been anxious, and it all builds up, and everyone has had a meltdown. Guys, tell us about your best meltdown.
Ooh, over to you, Sammy.
Oh, I don't throw laptops around. Oh, goodness. Look, in the car always, but the one place I get very, very frustrated regularly is when I'm at the security check at the airport and that person in front of you waits until they're at the screening machine before they take off their belt, they take off their shoes, they take their laptop out of their bag. And I think, buddy, you've known this is required for the 15 minutes that we've been standing here in line. We are not all here waiting for a bus. Buddy, get your gear off.
Wow.
That frustrates me.
I can hear your frustration as you're saying it.
Well, we actually have some audio of Sammy from the last time she was actually at the airport. Sammy.
Oh my God.
Sammy's audio.
A lot of
swearing.
What are you doing?
Jeez. Sammy Lucas. What about you, Damien?
Well, actually, now that Sammy just brought that up, I really feel like, that's an issue. That drives me nuts. But for me, my brother bought me a squash racket recently. All right? A brand new squash racket. Brand spanking new, lovely squash racket. And I'm not proud to say this, but I was having a shocker of a game in my first game with the racket, I smashed it off the ground.
Oh, no.
And broke it indefinitely.
Well, when you break it, of course it's indefinitely.
Indefinitely?
Never to be repaired.
Yeah, okay. That's not indefinite.
That's permanently.
I'm not very proud of it, okay? I'm not very proud of it. The only place I ever lose my cool is in... I'm generally a pretty calm person at the best times. Mm. But squash, I there's something that happens to me on a squash court.
Because you're stuck in that little tiny space.
Tiny box. We've still got to have our squash game. We'll do that. So I want to see the classic Damien meltdown. Yes. Guys, today's a big one. It's a special day for all of us. National Donut Day and National Cheese Day. In fact, what about this? Yeah, I know. What about this? Deliveroo upping the ante with their brand new toasted sandwich. Check this out, guys. Check it out. 40 types of cheese on their new toasted cheese sandwich.
What?
14.
Are there 40 types of cheeses?
They've found them, Sammy, and they've put them all on one toasted sambo. Oh. It's already been dubbed the cheesiest toasty in the Southern Hemisphere.
Can I just have a moment to digest that?
I know.
You'd take more than a moment to digest someone, I can tell you.
You'd need
take
the about Heart a week. 180, mate. The Heart 180 defib coming your way. Guys, you need to decide right now. Sammy, Damien, you can only pick one to keep. Which one are you keeping? National Donut Day, National Cheese Day. What's the best one for you, the donut?
For me, it's a donut.
Donut?
I don't like cheese. I mean, you're saying 40 pieces of cheese. Zero pieces is more than enough for me.
How are we friends, Damien Lee?
I don't like cheese.
Sammy, you're keeping the cheese.
Oh, cheese. Oh, my goodness. Ooh. My local cafe has a 4-cheese toastie. I thought that was special, but my life will not be complete until I try the 40-cheese toastie.
Damien, today's the day. And I are going to be getting on to Deliveroo. We'll get your address off air so that we can get you the 40 types of cheese and one toastie.
Bring it!
You've got to eat it live. We want a video. We want to see exactly what's involved in
Actually, eating something like this. Nobody needs to see you eat that because
40
we're also sending paramedics at the same time.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Had a moment in the Leith household, Sammy, Straney, that I think we can all relate with on some level or another. That time when you've got to have an intervention with your family. You know, you got to just sit them down. You got to say, listen here, this is how it's going to be. All right. I'll tell you what actually happened. So one of our children, I'm not going to name anyone because I'm going to protect the innocent here on this one. but they, one of our children after school didn't turn up home. Okay.
Ooh.
So school had come to an end and two of our children had made their way home. One of them did not.
I've got no idea.
Let's not name it. As parents, our immediate reaction is, okay, well, wait a minute.
You freak out.
Well, actually, I know this particular kid pretty well. Okay.
You like to think so. He's your son.
We are not revealing
might have
who.
Might been Kiki.
Having a guess.
Bottom line is, I gave the child the benefit of the doubt.
It's just never going to work for you, David.
I gave the child the benefit of the doubt, wait a little bit longer. But as parents, we start worrying. You know, we just go, okay, wait a minute. Time's gone by. What's going on here? My kids have got phones. Kiki doesn't, but the boys certainly have phones. And
Did the child have a phone or not? The child has phones.
Okay. The minimum that you could do is give us a call, let us know where you are, okay? Mm-hmm. Because we know that kids, they're interacting with their friends and all the rest. Things happen. Mm. We know that.
If you have a phone, child.
Considering that our children spend most of our time on phones, the one time you actually want to get them, you can't get them because they don't answer your phone call. Mm. So obviously I start ringing this particular child and where are you? No answer from the call. Time is ticking in. I'm like starting to worry. I'm starting to freak out. Anyway, long story short, turns out an hour and a half later, this particular child emerges back in our house. He had stumbled upon a couple of mates and had started playing basketball. All right.
That's okay. Okay. Good on him.
Which is a lot of fun. Nothing wrong with that. Problem was, I was worried sick. Eileen was she was all right about it, but I was worried sick. And so I had to take them aside and say, okay, this is it. Kids, sit down. Sit down, all right? And got them all around.
So wait a minute. So he went to play basketball. That's not the issue. Is the issue that he didn't tell you where he was, and that you were panicking for 90 minutes.
That is exactly the issue.
Right.
I was panicking because I didn't know where the child was. I didn't get a phone call. I got no sort of interaction whatsoever. There was a claim that the phone had gone flat.
That old chestnut.
So I sat them all down and said, okay, this is it. Mammy and I have talked. We are instituting the grounding system into our house.
Ooh.
We've never gone here before. We've never gone down the road of grounding.
Really?
No, it's never happened, but we're bringing it on board as of today.
How old is your oldest child?
We have almost 16-year-old.
So you've had almost 16 years of children in your life and you've never grounded anyone before?
Never. We've never had a need to. You know, there's never been there. I stipulated the rules. I said, grounding, here's what's going to happen. You get caught doing something that we haven't all talked about and we haven't all discussed it. It will be 2 weeks of grounding.
Oh.
Is that the most serious punishment you've given your kids.
This is it, yeah. That's...
Yeah, but wait a minute. What does the grounding involve? Like, does that mean you just have to sit in your room, there's no Netflix or games? They started
negotiating on the grounding terms, you know. Mm. I initially said it's no friends. You can't go to your visit your friends. You can't go on your phone. And then they said, but can we watch TV? I said, okay, possibly on special occasions. Can we still have a Friday night movie? Only if mum and dad also want to watch the movie.
So, this isn't punishment. You've let him off scot-free.
No, I haven't. I've instituted the principle of grounding. And then the topic came up and said, well, am I grounded now for what I've just done? And I said, well, no, look, you've only found out about the grounding rules as of now.
I think you're confused about the grounding rules.
You've wasted
it. I don't think you actually know what grounding is.
Hey. They seem frightened by the grounding term, okay?
Of course they did. They went away and laughed at it.
They've seen enough things on TV to know that grounding means business, all right? When you bring in grounding, you know...
That isn't a punishment at all. I remember from...
Things just got real.
Everybody has a childhood punishment that they remember, and I reckon we should ask.
Oh.
What was your childhood punishment?
Oh,
not like Damien Leith sitting them down going, right, you're grounded... At times, and you can't do things that I say at times.
But what maybe you can watch the punishment? Friday night movie. And you can correct. No, but the Friday night movie is. Use your phone between 6 and 9 p.m. every night.
I never say that. I just say between 8 and 9 in the morning.
We want to find out. We're going to go to Elise in Farnborough Heights.
So my mum used to play the psychological card, and she'd say to me, I'm not angry. I'm just disappointed. And then she'd follow it up with days of the silent treatment.
Oh, yes.
Well, my mum used to do the first part of that. And that was actually the worst punishment for me is when my mum would say, I'm not angry, I'm just disappointed. And I have to say, I have implemented that strategy with a few boyfriends over the years, and it works a treat.
Well, maybe not.
I'm not angry, I'm just disappointed.
Elise, that's very good.
Very valid. I have to say, the disappointment is, like I have to say, even when I was a kid, you know, you could get in trouble for a lot of different things, but if you knew that you had disappointed your parents or someone, that hurt more than really anything because you know you let yourself down.
I think, Elise, you can turn to your children now and say to them, listen, mummy was on the radio. I'm not angry. I'm disappointed. You didn't keep it quiet while mummy was on the radio. Good on you, Elise. You have a great day.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon. We're going to go to Coromel and Jasmine. Hi.
Wag school or something like that, would just get back on the bum and grounded, take my phone.
Take the phone hurts.
What are the rules of grounding?
Yeah, no, that was bad.
What are the rules of grounding? Because everybody claims that I don't seem to know the rules.
Oh, well, it's pretty much like you got to stay home. You can't go do anything. Yeah, no phone.
So it's just boring.
No friends over. Yeah.
It's punishment by boredom. That's really what it is.
The Leaf kids do not want to hear from you anymore because Dad's punishment is not like that at all. Plenty of comments on our Facebook page as well. Head over there right now, Wave FM 96.5 on Facey.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
The Wave FM rooftop as we get Damien Leith singing a request from Sammy Lucas this morning, Damo.
Yes, indeed. A Maroon 5 classic that I've just whipped up in the last 10 minutes. So let's see how this goes. All right, sounds like this.
I was so high I did not recognize fire burning in your eyes, kiss that controlled my mind. Whispered goodbye, she got on a plane, never to return again, always in my heart. Oh, oh, this love has taken its toll on me, she'd say goodbye too many times before. Me. I had no choice, so I could say goodbye anymore. Oh, 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 oh. I tried to feed her appetite, keep her coming every night, got to keep her satisfied. Kept thinking love like it was just a game, pretending to be the to say in my heart.
Here we go.
This love has taken its toll on me. She said goodbye too many times before. My heart is aching in front of me. I had no choice that I would say goodbye anymore. Oh, oh, oh. Your broken things, repair your broken wings, and make sure everything's alright. Cause in my fingertips, come in my fingertips, every part of you, cause I know that's what you want me to do. Oh, oh. This love has taken its toll on me. She said goodbye too many times before. My heart is aching in front of me. I had no voice that I would say goodbye anymore. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh. Oh, oh. Oh, oh.
Our very own Damien Leith doing Maroon 5 and Sammy Lucas. Is that the sort of performance from Damien that you were after?
Yes, thank you. Incredible. I just wanted something upbeat to get us into the weekend.
Yeah,
I love it.
Well, God,
he's
certainly
talented,
did.
Isn't he?
He is the bugger. Very talented indeed.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.